your father. Thank you for this day, Lord. And then pray for Brother Forney, Lord, there, and pray for his brother, Lord, and we can all conquer our own inner beast, Lord, and through you, Lord. And thank you for all things, Lord. Pray for these prayer requests, Lord. You know the need that's on the hearts, Lord. Just pray for all the upcoming events, Lord, and just pray. Keep us all safe with these holidays, Lord, and through the month, Lord. And just thank you for all things you do for us, Lord. And keep us in your grace, Lord. And thank you for all things. In your precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Let's go ahead and take up the offering. Brother Josiah, would you take the offering for us?
Let's all pray. Thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for all the blessings you give us, Lord. Bless those who give, Lord, and those who don't, Lord. And help us and bless us through our daily lives with you, Lord. And bless Brother Joel as he preaches, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord. Amen.
Let's go ahead and sing "I'm in This Church" on page 634. I'm in this church, this glorious church. I did not join, no, I was born, I had a new birth. Some glorious day, gonna sail away. It's by His grace, not by my works. I'm in this church, I'm in this church, this glorious church. I did not join, no, I was born, I had a new birth. Some glorious day, gonna sail away. It's by His grace, not by my works. I'm in His church.
Alright, let's go ahead and have Sister Rachel and Brother Boyd's class come up for their special at this time. Let's have Sister Monica and Brother Boyd's class come up. Sister Christine come up for a special at this time.
Ship of hope has sailed. Your friends have no answers, and peace just can't be found. Oh, but there's a hand of mercy that can turn it all around. When nothing but a miracle will do, nothing that the hand of God cannot bring you through. Well, I know He is more than able, and He will deliver you. When nothing but a miracle will do. In the darkness, and no one seems to hear, just because you can't see Him doesn't mean He isn't near. Perhaps He's only waiting till you've done all you can do, till He's the only thing that's left to hold on to. When nothing but a miracle will do, there's nothing that the hand of God cannot bring you through. Well, I know He's more than able, and He will deliver you. Nothing but a miracle will do. In your times of trials, when you face a giant doubt, listen to a crowd of witnesses, you'll hear them crying now. From a lion's den and a fiery furnace, from a belly of a whale, through prison walls and a hopeless tomb, walks a God that never fails. I hear Daniel and Jonah, Peter and Paul, they're shouting with Lazarus, He delivered us all. When nothing but a miracle will do, there's nothing that the hand of my God nothing but a miracle will do. When nothing but a miracle will do.
Let's go ahead and turn to number 663 and sing I Would Not Be Denied. Seeing this world is not my home.
Bye.
69 and sing I'll Fly Away.
Holy, 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 holy Hallelujah. Praise God. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you. Thank the Lord. It was good fellowship today, good food, and good sleep. And it got so bad, I feel like I was a chicken and an egg getting ready to be hatched. I'm feeling good back there. Yeah. Man, I thought about it. I said, man. But thank God, I am woke up a little bit. Amen. Man, it was so bad. So thank God that we just got a little message I've been working on. I really hadn't really finished it, but I feel like God know how to do it. Right. You know, I don't worry about it. I just put it in his hand. Right. Let God take over from that point. But so by God's grace, just appreciate everyone. Appreciate Pops and everyone here today. And just looking for the Holy Spirit to give us what we have need of. So I'm going to read from two places in the scripture this evening. Matthew 7:21-27. I didn't have it all wrote down. And so I'm going to read Matthew the 16th. Chapter of Matthew, and I'm going to read all the way down from the 16th verse to the 19th and everything. So I'm going to begin reading at the 21st verse down through the 27th. Right here the Bible says, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Amen. For many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have not we prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me that work of iniquity. Therefore, whosoever shall hear these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken unto him as a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blowed and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. The next one says, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and does them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon sand. Right. Yep. And the rain descends, and the flood came, and the wind blowed and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall. Right. Fall of it.
Right.
Matthew 16, chapter starting at the 16th verse down to the 19th. And it says here, Jesus began the asking of new questions in here. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus here, and Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon, born of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The 19th verse. And the 19th verse. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, Lord, help me one more time to yield my body, my mind, and my spirit, my soul to you, Father. Help me, oh God, to get myself out of the way, Lord. Father, as I give you all my strength for this service, Father, take full control of this service. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, Father. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated one moment. Thank the Lord for the reading of the Word of God this evening. Right, we find here we see the scene open here, but we find here that we see the scene open here. Jesus dealing with building a house and what you build it on. In other words, so we find here, he tell one man build his house upon a rock and another man build his house upon sand. My title is I Will Build My Church. In other words, and I looked at this thing that I studied this out. I've been thinking, I said, you know, when we build something here, we must have a foundation. Hallelujah. You just don't go build a house on sand. Even though sand is a rock, now a divided substance. Hallelujah. In other words, when you go to the beach, if you had a beach and the wind begin to blow, sand go everywhere. But when you go to the Grand Canyon and the wind blow, it's still sitting there. Hallelujah, that word, because that rock ain't going nowhere. Hallelujah, so that we realize here that we must have the correct foundation to build our faith on. And I begin to think here, I say, you know, here, if he gonna build a church, he gonna build a church just like him.
Amen.
Hallelujah, that way, if he gonna have a foundation, if he gonna lay a foundation for a church, that foundation, I build my church.
Amen.
You know, man try to build his own church, and that's what the problem is.
Right.
Build your own idea, or build your own thought, that's what the problem is. But when God build his church,
Amen.
The gates of hell cannot stand against that church.
Amen.
In other words, so we begin to look here, I begin to think on them things right there. And I begin to realize here, and the gates of hell, you call God want us to come to the point, hallelujah, this church right here will be a glorious church, be able to stand against all the blows of the devil. You know, some people say, well, Brother Joe, we in this church right here. Hallelujah. In other words, our church is going through a storm. But a church that's been built by Christ does not lose its foundation.
Right.
Hallelujah. In other words, when the wind blow on the prophet God said, when a tree has been attacked by a solid foundation, when the wind begin to rock a tree and that wind begin to come up against that tree, he said, what do that tree do? It begin to dig deeper and the roots begin to get a scrub hole. Your trials do not stop you. Your trials help you.
Right.
Hallelujah. In other words, your trials don't stop you. Your trials help you. In other words, if you know where you stand in the word, your trials is helping you. Hallelujah. We go through tribulations and trial. Hallelujah. Not just to say, well, I need to give up. The devil fight me this way. And this is what it's doing. God is proving his revelation.
Right.
He is proving his foundation that you build on. Hallelujah. In other words, the enemy come in like a flood, but you learn to trust on Jesus Christ.
Right.
So I begin to think on them things, foundation. You know, a foundation must have something to give it support. Hallelujah, you know, the foundation must have something to give it support. Hallelujah, this church, you know, you build a church, you establish a church, putting it on this foundation or this piece of ground and what builds the church.
Right.
But you put things in order, you put deacons in order, trustees in order,
right.
And all the things, then you got elders that's in the church.
Right.
What are you doing? It build the foundation for this church.
Right.
And that's why this year, this church, I've been standing all the years, and I know years because I was 20, about 23 the first time I come here.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm 58 now, so you can see how long it's been.
Right.
So, but see what I'm saying? But it was built to stand.
Amen.
Hallelujah, that way it was built to stand. So now we go through all these trials, and this church has been through the same amount of trial and tribulation that we all go through up and down in life, but something keep holding on.
Right.
You say, what is that? That's not you holding on. It's God, the word of God by the power of the Holy Ghost. It's holding you solid.
Amen.
In other words, I begin to think on them things as I was looking here. And but then when he was telling Peter, he said, Peter, up on this rock, I'll build my church.
Right.
I'm going to build this church in such a way, hallelujah, that Peter, that the gates of hell will fight this church. But the gates of hell won't prevail. And I'm not going to just give you a key. I'm going to give you keys.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to give you keys.
Right.
In other words, I'm not going to just give you one revelation.
No, right.
I'm going to give you abundance of revelation.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm not going to give you enough keys here that when the enemy come in like a flood, you got a key to every circumstance. You can unlock every door that God got. I'm going to give you the keys, Peter. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you the keys of revelation for healing. I'm going to give you the revelation for deliverance. I'm going to give you the revelation for salvation. I'm going to give you the keys, Peter. Hallelujah. Then the gates of hell will not be able to stop. You. Hallelujah, because Satan don't even got a key to his own house.
Right.
I said Satan has been stripped from his own house.
Yeah, right.
He has no foundation. He's a ball in the pit.
Right.
He has no foundation. The bride got a foundation.
Glory.
And that foundation is built upon the revelation of Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and ever. That's what their foundation is. I looked at scripture, and I looked at Psalms, and Psalms said and read a scripture. Psalms 11, verse 3 say, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
Right.
We ain't got no foundation. This message was built on the foundation of a prophetic anointing.
Yeah, right.
That said, Brother Brandon could not build his own foundation. He built the same foundation that Paul built. That's why he said when he asked Brother Brandon, he said, I preach what Paul preached. How do I become? Paul preached the revelation of Jesus Christ. And Paul said, if any other man come and preach any other gospel, and what I have preached to you, let it be a curse. Hallelujah. If we preach another gospel, why even preach the foundation of Jesus Christ? He built the revelation on the foundation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Even though that's what Paul could say when trials come his way and tribulations come his way, that's what Paul could say, I am persuaded that nothing can separate me from the love of God, which is a grudge to you, because it was the foundation. It's the foundation you built on. And we all got to have, we got to have a foundation that we won't be able to stand. Hallelujah. He called it to Revelation 21 verse 14. He said, and the walls of the city had the names of the 12 apostles and of the Lamb.
Yep.
Hallelujah. So there's a foundation here. That's a revelation that keep us from day to day. We got something to stand on. Hallelujah. We got something that's solid. Because in a word, when everything come against us, we got to know where we stand.
Amen.
That man that built his house on sand.
Yep. That's right.
Why you got so many people been blowed around?
That's right, brother. Amen.
Hallelujah. They don't know where they come from.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They don't know which way they're going.
Right.
But we know where we're going.
Amen.
In other words, you know, I tell myself, you know, man, we might have to move out to do something to get a word that'll hold us.
Right.
Because you remember here, we gotta have stronger revelation now, hallelujah, than we had under Luther.
Right. Yeah.
Wesley, we got to have a stronger revelation than we had under Wesley. Now we need a full revelation.
Right.
We need
right.
this wine to lay up. The longer you keep it, the stronger it gets.
Right.
Wine does not get weak in age.
Right.
Wine gets stronger.
Right.
That's why some of you still been sitting here 50 years, 40 years and all this stuff. Because what? Your revelation got stronger
right.
till you learn how to give it all to Jesus Christ.
Right.
I am learning how to lean on him.
And
we don't give up in this age right here. So it must have a foundation here. It must be strong, in other words. And it must possess the gate of his enemy.
Amen.
And this revelation must take over.
Yes, sir.
And that way we're fighting the devil. We're not fighting the devil. We're just going out there. We're fighting the devil with divine revelation. Christ is in full control.
Yes,
hallelujah. Even though sometimes we don't realize it, but we sometimes Satan try to blind us and get us not to looking at circumstances, but circumstances don't stop revelation.
That's right. No.
Hallelujah. You know, even the prophet God's used these terminology. He said, as long as you confess, you save, you save.
Amen. Right.
It's simple, that simple.
Right.
As long as you hold on to your revelation, I'm saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah, don't let the devil change your mind about the work of grace that Christ gave you. Lord, when you confess you saved, you are saved. Don't change your confession.
Amen.
Stay the same. Confess the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that thou art saved and you are saved.
Right.
Hallelujah, salvation come through believing and accepting the word of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Outside of that, there's nothing else he can do. We got to have a foundation.
Right.
I looked at we find him when Abraham went up and did what he did, offered up Isaac. God told Abraham, you are blessed.
Yep, yep.
That blessing not only to Abraham, but to his seed.
Amen.
Not seed, to his seed.
Right.
Hallelujah. We come out that blessing here that come off of Abraham, it come down through the lineage, and all of us are children of God that's blessed by the baptism of the Holy Ghost to be overcomers.
Right.
God raised us up this age
yep.
to be overcomers.
Yes, right.
Not wowsy woos.
That's right. Amen. Right.
I mean, you ever had people today? It's so hard for people to be happy.
Yep.
Hallelujah. You know, it's so hard for people to be happy today.
Yep.
Because, you know, there's so much going on. There's so much in the world going on. There's so much stuff that we pick up the news and everything is going on in the world. All kind of things going on in the world. Hallelujah. And if you look at all this stuff, you're going to get discouraged anyway.
Right. Amen. Right.
Hallelujah. All these lies that have been told and this have been told. But we got to get our eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When Peter, remember here, Peter, long as Peter had the word in front of him and he was looking dead at the word.
Right.
Hallelujah. He had a foundation. He could walk on water.
Right. Right.
Now we know that don't happen in reality.
No.
Now it don't happen in reality.
No.
So for him to walk on water, he had to get his eyes on Jesus. And when he got his eyes on Jesus, the revelation that he had, the water become a foundation. And Peter got off the boat and began to walk on water. But the water was not holding him up. Where he looked into Jesus, Jesus had the power to take the water and make it become concrete. But the circumstances was, the wind began to blow. The wind began to blow. The storms began to rise. Just like it said. In other words, when it did, see, Jesus is a foundation. So when the storms began to blow this way and the wind began to blow this way, Peter began to think and began to look around and get his eyes off Jesus. And when he got his eyes off Jesus, the foundation that he was under let go. Hallelujah. Then he started to sing and he cried out, save me, Lord. And Jesus reached down and picked him up. Hallelujah. People, that's what we got to do. We got to overcome in this age. Hallelujah. Every gun that Satan got is trained on you.
Amen. Right. Right.
What's such a battle? People say, this is not a bed of ease right here. This is not just we fighting against world. We fighting against demonic worlds and demonic powers and unseen forces all the time. Mind battles, this and that going on. But what's keeping us the serving God?
Right.
It's the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In other words, that's the only thing is, you know, now let us look at our foundation. We got to examine our foundation and see will it stand the test.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. You build a foundation with a crack in it.
Yep.
If you put a foundation with a crack in it, next thing you know, you got a plant growing up through it.
Right.
Hallelujah. When light hit, I don't care what that seed is, when light hit for that seed, there's going to be a resurrection. So, you know, that is just that way. In other words, I've seen some cracks in it, but if you got a good foundation, a good solid foundation, it ain't nothing gonna move that foundation.
Right,
so that's what we gotta make sure is the message a foundation to you. And when I say the message, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Brother Brandon brought a message, not himself. He turned your heart back to Jesus.
Right.
Hallelujah. In other words, he'd say, I preach what Paul preached. So what did Paul preach? Paul preached Christ.
Right.
Hallelujah. So I come with the same revelation to turn your heart back. This is not no mysterious revelation.
Right.
Hallelujah. The rapture is not a mysterious thing. The rapture is receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
If the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, if it's in your body got to change.
Right.
Because it probably, if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, they make the rapture mysterious.
Right. Yeah.
The mad rapture when you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you got everything you need for a rapture.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You got all the power you need to get out of here.
Right.
Hallelujah. It would change your, it would quicken your mortal body.
Right.
I got the thing on the inside to change my body.
Right.
A butterfly, a caterpillar does not need anything to change him. All you got to do is keep eating.
Right. Amen.
He don't have to do nothing but keep eating.
Right.
All he knows to do is eat. Because the power to change him is in him.
Amen.
Because he's not just a caterpillar. He's the mystery of a butterfly.
Right.
So the power that's on the inside of him will one day take him off this earth.
Amen.
He will become a bug that's crawling on the earth. Will come a heavenly flying bug.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
The power that's already in him. That's what the power of God put that in you.
That's right.
The rapture is already in you.
Yep.
Everything you need to get out of here is already in you.
Right.
Once you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Now you say people don't preach on it no more, but no, people want it to be intellectualism.
Right. Right.
You didn't come to learn God, you come to be God.
Amen.
All right. We don't go to church just to say, well, I went to church, I'm learning about God.
Yeah.
I know we go into church to become that word.
Amen.
We go to church to hear that word and accept that word and keep eating on that word until our bodies obey that.
Right.
Hallelujah, you know the word. So we find here the foundation here. Now I begin to realize here, what you say, Brother Jewel, you say, what do we need to get out of here? All you need is the real experience with the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Now, you know, not just a dead work.
Amen.
You're not just a dead work. Here they was, those guys that went in the upper room, when they went in the upper room, those guys went in the upper room basically afraid of the people, afraid of the public. Here they go. They run. They go to the upper room. Here they was in the upper room. Everybody was cowards. In other words, everybody was cowards. Hallelujah. They heard Jesus preach. Hallelujah. But they didn't have enough faith to stand up against the public. They didn't have enough faith to stand up and face the people. Here they was up in the upper room for about 10 days. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, there come a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the house where they were. And when they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, they come outside on the foundation of boldness. They start preaching Jesus. They start preaching the power with the Holy Ghost. Right. As silver and gold we have none, but such as we have, we give to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up and walk. What? They become the words. They become Christ, the Holy Ghost living in a body. That's what this message is there. It's to put Christ with skin on it. We got to get this message back with skin on it. Hallelujah. We got to put Christ back where he belongs. And you know, we pray the Old Testament prayer all the time. Oh, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be. That's Old Testament. That's Old Testament prayer. It ain't the kingdom come. Jesus says already in you. Hallelujah. It come without observation. He said the kingdom of God is already in you. Hallelujah. He not come. He's already here in you. The kingdom of God is living on the inside of you. Hallelujah. He's not going to, he ain't to come. He's already in you right now. The kingdom of God is living through you. Hallelujah. We got to recognize who this is that got to control our lives. We got to recognize this. Who this is that kept us sealed in by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Whenever devil, hell, ever spirit that in him been let loose on you and you're still holding on. That's the Holy Ghost. You said, Brother Jew, you've been preaching a lot on the Holy Ghost. That's what's the problem now. Nobody ain't getting it. I found out that people, what it is, the people done got a message, but they ain't got the person to go with it. Hallelujah. You know what? But you can't over just come to the devil and not believe the message. You better have the person know the message. Hallelujah. You better know the author of the Bible. Hallelujah. In other words, so I begin to look on those things right there. Foundation. I'm foundation here. So we begin to realize, he says here, that he's going to elevate us, and we're going to become kings and priests. Well, you got a new name now? Hallelujah, you're going to make us kings and priests. But Jesus says, Jesus has a foundation, and that foundation has power in it. And how will you know what kind of power will you have, except you get a revelation what kind of power he had? You know, how can you understand who you are and what you ought to be doing if you don't know what he's doing? So in other words, let us look at something he done. Let me look at Acts 10, verse 38. Acts 10, chapter and verse 38. Let's watch what Jesus did. And then we look that up real quick in Acts 10, verse 38. Now the Bible says here, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. With what?
Holy Ghost.
Right. You got to have the same person. Right. You got to have the same anointing. Right. Hallelujah. If God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost, the vessel, hallelujah, and the Spirit of God come on the vessel, anointing with the Holy Ghost. And with what? Who went about doing what?
Good.
And doing what?
Healing.
What?
All
that was about this with the what? Hallelujah. God was what?
With him.
So now we realize if Jesus did this, and this was the foundation that God anointed Jesus with, what you going to have in you?
Right.
The demon spirits that have been hanging around has no right to be on God's property.
Right.
Hallelujah. Cancer has no right to be on your property. Right. Hallelujah. High blood pressure has no right to be on your property.
Right.
Hallelujah. Asthma has no right to be on your property. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven.
Amen.
Whatever you loose on earth is loose in heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You don't loose diseases in heaven because there's no disease in heaven.
Right.
The only thing that's in heaven is healing.
Amen.
And perfect health.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Dim the things that's in heaven. But take the things that are on earth and leave them on earth.
Right, amen.
I don't talk about them. Cast them out. Right. Hallelujah. Jesus said that's the power of God he wants you to use.
Right.
You know, we tell so many times we put things in heaven that don't belong in heaven.
Right.
Oh, hallelujah. Well, why would the devil done this to me? I can't overcome. I need to give up. That ain't in heaven.
No, right.
That language didn't come from heaven.
Yeah, right.
That's the kind of language to hold you on earth right there. Hallelujah. But when you feel like you ain't got no strength to go, he said, let the weak look up and say I'm strong. Hallelujah. Let the weak begin to praise God for being strong. Hallelujah. I'm getting out of here. I'm strong here. Hallelujah. That's why, what are you trying to do? He's trying to get us to have faith in the word of God to the point that we can change our bodies.
Right.
It's about the church.
Yeah.
Cause we got to fight against so much of the human. Part of us, the human part of us. And that was so we begin to realize here, and he said, I build my church and the gates of hell shall not be able to stand against it. In other words, not that they won't be against it, but it won't be able to hold you back.
Right.
In other words, it's just that way, church, and this authority that he had in Jesus, this same authority, if you notice it, he put right back in the bride.
Sure.
Same power, same Holy Ghost. Yeah. Every age, he had the anointing for every age. Hallelujah. If you follow down through that, Paul had his anointing for his age.
Right.
Hallelujah. God broke a seal for his age and put the spirit of bold and a lion up on them.
Right.
A lion anointing come up on them and them guys became bold.
Yes.
And in other words, they had the foundation. They had the anointing for that age.
Right.
Hallelujah. And them guys went about and they were standing in the face of death or whatever it was. Them guys had the anointing of boldness
right.
up on them.
Right.
God released the seal up on him.
Right.
He released the anointing up on him for that age.
Right.
And then when he come on up down through the age, through the dark age, he put anointing of the ox up on him.
Right.
That was the bound that was the anointing for that age. Those guys gave their life, walked right out in front of death. And I went to Rome, and I was in Rome for about a couple of days, went to the where they killed him and burned him at the stake and done everything.
Right.
But them guys had the anointing to do that.
Man.
Then it come on up through the anointing of a man. Hallelujah. God put the anointing of wisdom up on him. And they begin to take the word of God and put it in book form and all these things take place. That was the anointing there. Hallelujah. But when it get down to the last day, hallelujah, God put anointing on the bride and call it an eagle anointing. What did he say? We're going to fly above it all, church. Hallelujah. We're going to go into a different atmosphere. She's not just on earth. She's in heavenly places. She goes into another dimension right here. This bride right here got faith. We're not looking. We're looking. We're flying above these things that's holding the world back. Hallelujah. The faith that we need right here. We are flying above all this criticism and everything else.
Right,
every devil in hell. In other words, I say this here. So many things going on around us. Around this message right now. People's is giving up. People's letting down. It's just been a testing time. All your faith in Christ or your faith is either in a man. And in other words, if your faith is in man, the Bible says have no confidence. But if your faith is in God, then your rock will stand. You know what I mean? You know the Bible says have no confidence in the flesh. That's what it says. But have confidence in the revelation of the word. That's what the rapture and faith lady, he ain't gonna never say, you said, Brother Jewel said, I got confidence in my pastor. You have confidence in the revelation he bring. You got confidence in the faith that he stand for. But as a man, we all forgot failures. And if you start looking at man, you see all failures. But if you start looking at the God, the Christ he's trying to get you to, that's where you see the power of God in.
Right.
Hallelujah. That's what it is today. Everybody trying to see. Everybody look, well, I thought so-and-so, look at he got all these problems right there. That's why he got problems. You know why he got problems? You know why he got problems? Because he needs you to pray for him.
That's right.
Hallelujah. We need each other to pray for each other. Hallelujah. That's why if we didn't have no problem, nobody wouldn't have to pray. If we didn't have no problem, everything in the church would be perfect. But we had to keep praying for each other. Had to keep on our knees, keep calling out to God, help my brother, help my sister. They're getting a little weak here. We will pray until the time I change. And God, that's just the way it is. Sometimes we think it's going to happen right now. I'm going to be the perfect person with no sin. You let me know when you find a solution. I found the only perfect thing I found with nobody sin is when you, in other words, you die in Christ, that then leave this earth here, then that's when it's over with. But right now you're going to battle. Young people, you're going to battle.
Yes, sir.
You got a great age. This age is a lot stronger for you to battle than it was 50 years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yo, you got a lot of you young people, you got to battle a different battle. Because technology have opened the gates of hell.
Right.
Hallelujah. In other words, you got to fight against a different dimension here.
Right.
I say, you know, I go, I live in my community And I just realized something for the first time back in the summer. Had you ever thought about just a school get out? When I was in school, when school was out, you hear people hollering at children all day long. In other words, Christmas time come, you hear people running through the neighborhood, kid. But now, school was out a whole summer. I might have saw three. I didn't see nobody out, to be honest. I said, what everybody, everybody in the computer, yeah, even my grandsons like to run them out. Y'all go outside and play. What's that? You know, ball, you can play cowboys. I mean, everybody play cowboys. It's on the game now. I mean, you know, it's nothing physical taking place like it. But what happened to technology and then took that out? So every generation get weaker and wiser. How did my grandboy, my little grandboy, he telling me I was trying to do something on the computer, he rebuking me. Papa, you don't do it that way. I said, what you mean I don't do it that way? You don't know what you're doing. Let me show you. Oh, you dumb papa, I know how to. But the technology is there. But you got a different battle to fight. In other words, when we fight it, you fight against when the gates of hell been tore off. In other words, we were trying to get it off. You already got it open. So in other words, so now you gotta guard your mind and guard your spirit that you don't open up a door that you'll be haunted with for the rest of the days of your life. And the only way you can overdo that, you gotta get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, because Satan got everything out there. Open the door one time. Or let down one time. Nelly stopped for a moment. She only stopped for a moment, and the devil stepped right in her. You can open the door, and all of a sudden, you become subject to the kingdom of Satan. Just because it was just a click away. I know how this spirit works. I done been down these roads and done these things. Just a click away, you can open a dimension that you'll be tormented the rest of your days. Hallelujah. Never try your fight. In other words, you're trying to get the victory over it in yourself, trying to hide it in yourself. But you know you shouldn't open the door. And the only way you can get rid of it is to get that demon cast out. Because if you don't get it cast out, it's going to lead you down the wrong road. I don't know why I'm saying this. Maybe it's somebody. But that's what Satan come to do, to open up the door. That's why today we living in the edge. I'm running through the edge now, and I'm seeing so many women and husbands are separating. And they meet these guys. My cousin is laying in prison. My second cousin is laying in the hospital right now because she started dating a guy that was in prison. He had a good rap. What else can you do but sit around and think of a good rap? You're in prison. She ain't got nothing but time on there. But anyway, she in there. So she ended up going out and getting involved with this guy. Now he done put a drug in her body, a drug in her, and throwed her into a coma. They was getting ready to unplug her the other day, but they got some life in her brain, and so they realized that she was not dead. So now they trying to work and put in a rehab, get her back, because he done gave her something, and they don't know what he gave her. So they waiting until she can come out of the coma so she can indict him a charge or whatever they're trying to do right now. But he put something in her to kill her. People, we are living in a, you don't know. Courtship is not on, well, I'm on it. Courtship is not on a internet. If you got a young lady, I don't know, I'm going to preach. Hey, young lady, if you got a bum that's talking to you on the internet and he can't face your mama or your daddy, you get rid of that bum. He's a snake. Young lady, if he ain't knock on your door, he can't knock on your door, can get rid of that bum. Right. Probably because he got a wrong motive. Right. And God don't hide like that. But then it's that age that we're living in, and people are falling subject to it. These demons that have been let loose here. And when the prophet talked about lid tore off hell, we were trying to figure out what it is. It's technology, church. Hallelujah. The lid been tore off hell. Hallelujah. And people today, these young people falling subject. Hallelujah. I met this guy. He's so good. He got a good rap. Well, if he got a good rap, he'd be knocking on your door, come talking to your daddy and your mama. Right. Hallelujah. You know what he got? You know what? I want to meet this guy face to face. Hallelujah. Make sure he's a guy. I want to make sure you got a guy in your house. Yeah, you better make sure what you got to say is, young people. Because you're fighting a different battle right now. Hallelujah. In other words, every time you click, you're fighting a different battle.
Right.
Hallelujah. So the spirit that we fight in this age we got here, that's why we got to know what kind of foundation we build on.
Right.
Hallelujah. Because we fighting a different battle right here. Hallelujah. I'm just a person. I'm not into the technology side. I should be. I wouldn't have all these papers scrolled all over the place.
Yeah, that's right.
But I'm just not that kind of person. I say, God, you know what you're going to say before you get to the pulpit.
Right.
So I just get out of the way so you can do it.
Right.
I mean, I'm just that kind of person, but everybody ain't the same way. Everybody built different, you know. So I mean, I don't knock nobody. This is my way, the kind of way God showed me. But I do realize here the power of spirits.
Amen.
And the young people's young girls, Satan, especially young girl,
yep.
Satan is sending these demonic powers out here. Young guys that go to church never get the Holy Ghost.
That's right, yeah.
They know how to talk the message. They know how to talk the message, but they don't know the Christ of the message. Hallelujah. They know the right words to say and every day, but they ain't got enough backbone to meet your parents. They can't go to work. They've been living at home 25 years, 30 years old with mom and daddy. Get rid of the bum, dad. Hallelujah. That's what, get rid of the bum. God ain't here for a man to be a man. Hallelujah. That way, not to live on mom and daddy all his life. Get out, be a man. I've been living on my own since I was 16. You don't have to do that. But God give you the strength to be a man.
Right.
Oh, bro, one day I'm going to get married. One day, when you going to get that? What all the drug addicts say.
Yeah,
one day I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
One day I'm going to get married. I'm going to get a family. I'm going to get a good car. I'm going to
blah, blah.
What about right now?
Right.
I mean, girls are getting older and the guys ain't got enough.
Right.
Still playing video games at 27 years old.
Right.
27 years old. I'm going to get me a car. First, you got to go to work. You can't get it on a video game. Unless you play in the lottery. But here we are. But it's just this age for it, people. We got to raise up. We got to fight against a different warfare.
Right.
We got to change our techniques and know what we build.
Right.
What kind of foundation we on. This is a word foundation.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In other words, and God come to make men and women and gentlemen out of you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. In other words, we got to get young lady. Don't you never lower your maw for some guy.
Right.
Hallelujah. If he can't accept you walking in the word of God looking like a Christian, get rid of the bar.
Amen.
Now, you don't have to stoop down on that level right there.
Right.
You got to stay with this word.
Amen.
You will not be able to overcome in your own strength.
Yeah. Yeah.
You will not be able to overcome your strength. I tried it.
No.
I done tried to be my best at overcoming my own strength. I found myself on the floor.
Right.
I done tried it all out there.
Yep.
It don't work in human strength.
Right.
And it didn't work till I come to that point that I needed Jesus Christ
right.
to come down and burn and help me and give me the strength
right.
to overcome in this age.
Amen.
You say, Brother Jewel, I know what it is for you to, don't stop, don't try this drug thing. I ain't never tried and I need a testimony. You got a testimony.
Right.
If you're living for Jesus Christ, you got a testimony.
Amen.
You don't need no other testimony. The greatest testimony you got, that God kept you in this Laodicea age, that I didn't defile myself.
Amen.
If I had it. If God did, in other words, if I could keep myself by the grace of God that I didn't get out there and Lord and got myself entangled in drugs and in moral living and all these things, that is a victory.
Amen.
That is a testimony right there.
Amen.
We gotta have that.
Amen.
You can't do it yourself.
Nope.
It gotta be God.
Hey,
now say this right here. When it come down to the end of the day, I needed God to give me the strength. Because I realized, Brother Mark, that I had let all this enemy had completely took over.
Yep.
And I know that this power that was holding me was not the power of a human strength,
right.
but it was a power of a demonic power
yep. right.
called drugs
yep.
and different things. And I couldn't break that on my own. I needed a power.
Right.
I needed something that was more powerful than what this grip that's got in my life.
Right.
And the only thing I could find that could break this power was Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, forever. And I didn't know how to get to this man. I tried the Pentecostal church. I went to the Baptist church. I tried different churches, and they didn't release. And I tried to be a good person. I tried to be there. But then one day I heard a prophet start talking about an eagle. That was down in a barnyard. Hallelujah, started that word and he heard, and all of a sudden down in that revelation right there, God reached down through those dark dimensions. Hallelujah, and I heard my name there. Something was saying, come up here. What it was, it's the power of the Holy Ghost. Something let go. And if it let go here, you won't be able to rehab a devil. No. You got to get rid of a devil by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You got to cast demons out. Demons don't leave.
Right.
Demons don't get up and say, I'm out of here. You got to cast them out.
Right.
Hallelujah. That word. So the power, the only thing they can cast out the devil is that same anointing that was on Jesus.
Right.
Hallelujah. They cast out devils and heal the sick. Right. But you got to believe it first.
Amen.
And if you're bound by the Spirit,
yep,
he's here to challenge every demon.
That's right. Right.
But first you got to be one to get rid of it.
Right.
A drug, in order to get rid of a drug demon or any addiction, you got to be ready to let go of it.
That's right, brother, man. That's
if you're not ready to let go of it, it will never leave you. You can go to a rehab and everything, but it'll never leave you. But when the minute you realize, I'm ready to let go of it.
Right.
I'm going to lay it at your feet, Lord.
Right.
That's when that demon going to leave.
Amen.
Right. All these things, I'm in a different realm of thought. I'm just preaching by inspiration. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
And I want you to, young people, I want to let you know, that thing that you hiding, that nobody know about, it will never leave you as long as you hide it.
Right.
It gotta come clean.
Right. Glory.
If you've got something you're doing, husbands, wives, if you don't come clean, that demon don't never leave.
That's right.
You got to come clean.
Amen.
Satan just don't volunteer to leave.
Right.
Once he's exposed, then brother, I said, you watch that demon. He's calling for this demon over here for help because he know he's going to be exposed.
Right. Right.
Demons, that's what happened.
Yep.
You sit there and the Holy Spirit be moving. You think, well, so-and-so, they got that problem. Don't worry about what problem they got. You
right.
get rid of yours.
Right.
Hallelujah. That's what the devil always put you where. I know what they're doing. Yeah, but what you doing?
Right. Right.
See, Satan always got to ready, try to bag you up and put that doubt there. Well, I would go, but they doing worse than me. It ain't what they doing. It's what I'm getting ready to do.
Right.
Hallelujah. So the power of God is there.
Amen.
For a total deliverance.
Yes, sir.
And either Jesus stand behind his word. I don't need a dead Bible.
No.
Right. I don't need a dead Bible.
No. Right.
And if you ain't got nothing but a Bible with paper on it, it's a dead Bible. But when you get a Bible with skin on it, it's alive.
Right.
That's the one that we need to have. We need to have the one with skin on it.
Right.
We need the one with power behind it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Prove that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Right.
The prophet of God say, if I could get the people to believe,
right,
all things are possible.
Right.
Hallelujah. If you're going to get the people to accept, hallelujah, is what Jesus Christ moved to say yesterday, today, and forever.
Right.
Not even cancer can stand in your way.
Right.
If you could get the people to believe,
right,
all things are possible.
Amen.
You know, that's what we ate right now. It's trying to put the people back on the foundation that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, forever. That was Brother Brandon's theme. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's what we ate right now. That's what his theme was. And that's the same thing today. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
So that's what we ate. We want God to move the same way.
Right,
and now I'm going to do a little something different right here. God giving us power over the devil, over the world, over lust, all these things that we can hide. But one thing Satan can't do, Satan can't hold a son of God in prison. You know, you say, Brother Jew, you say, look at here, man. Look at this demon that had Paul under his bondage. Paul was so under the grip of the devil that he became vicious, became a murderer in his spirit. Paul was willing to kill and persecute the church of the living God. He was so bound by religious devil that this religious spirit put a murdering demon on Paul. And he was here, but God had a power.
Amen.
Had come through the power of forgiveness.
Yeah.
Through the power of deliverance.
Amen.
That delivered Paul.
Right.
And Paul got delivered from this thing.
Amen.
And then Paul said, I'm persuaded.
Yep.
At the end of the day.
Yep. Right.
As the musicians come. We'll sing that song, We Are Standing on Holy Ground, you know that. And when we sing this song here, young peoples, will you think it's stop for a moment and ask yourself, are you ready to meet Jesus Christ if this was your last moment on earth? Would you be ready to meet Jesus Christ? Or the devil got you in a spot that you say, I would let go, but I done done so many things that I don't know if God will forgive me. That's a lie of the devil. That's a lie of the devil. That's the Satan don't want to leave. Satan don't want to hold you back. But there's enough anointing in here to cast out any devil that we can challenge in the name of Jesus Christ. It is no power that Satan got over God's people that God can't get rid of. You got to want to get rid of it. We are standing on holy ground. We're standing in a place of a foundation that we can challenge these devils. You said, Brother Joel, you might have rock and roll music hidden in your closet. You might have a perversion of things, of pornography and all these things that Satan got done. And it might be hid. But God is here now to challenge these demons. God is more than able. Hallelujah. As he sang that song, we are standing on holy ground. Oh, hallelujah. And I know that there are angels all around. Oh, hallelujah. They're all around us right now. Let us pray. Back. Her baptism of the Holy Ghost is to her. Father God, let the Holy Spirit touch her body right now. Let the demon spirit leave, Father God. Let nothing hinder that faith, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke you, devil. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, we believe that, Mom. We believe that with you. And I know that there. Spirit, we ask you, Father God, to honor that request, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Yes, we are standing on holy ground. Oh, we are standing on holy ground. And I Spirit, that he taken it in the name of Jesus. It's not the cloth, but But it's the faith that's in the cloth that God here can touch him in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Child standing there for his father, Lord God. And I ask you right now, Lord, to honor his little faith, God. He believed you, Lord. That's why he's here. He's not here to play. He's here to believe, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you, man. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Anyone else before we go? We are standing. Wrong, but God is here now to take away your mistakes. God right here is right now to put it under the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Let us pray.
One more time. We are standing. Oh, don't let the devil rob you. Don't let a demon make you think that you can't get rid of it right now. He's here to do that job.
And let's see.
We are standing in his presence.
You have a need. Come and let's get rid of everything. Get it out of the way, right? We are standing on holy ground. And I know message. Let's give our brother a good message. Make sure you tell Brother Forney how much you appreciate him. Appreciate him coming by ministering for us. And we're glad that we got to be here. Wondering for a while if we were going to make it, but we called off a little bit of deer hunting and come on home, because that's the most important thing. The most important thing of all is to serve God and be in him and just worship and have a good time in that. Amen. All right. All minds clear. Brother Durrett this morning come up for a prayer cloth. He's going to be gone to India for about a week and a half or something like that. So let's just pray that the Lord will take care of him and all of that, and everything's all right. His family's not going with him, so he'll be by himself. Maybe he can outrun those little guys, you know. But we'll be praying for you, brother. All right, let's just pray and be dismissed. Remember now, Wade's preaching Wednesday. Pray the Lord would bless. And then remember next weekend, our Sunday dinner and our time together. And Brother Edlin Brother Altig will be here ministering for us. You know, that morning service, that's all we'll be having in one service. So remember that, all right? Father, we thank you for today and thank you for the message. We believe it. And Father, we just ask you that you would just guide each one of us in your understanding and life and what you'd be, Lord, what we need to be. And Father, just have your way. Be with everybody on the way home. Give everybody a safe journey home. Be with Brother Forney there as he travels on home and everything, and just be with him. And Lord, we know there's a lot of problems and troubles and things and heartaches in the world and all like that, but we just commit everything to you, believing that you'll take care of it and all will be well. We love you. We thank you, Father. Guide us in Jesus' name. Amen. Just, if you have anything you'd like to give Brother Forney, feel free to go ahead and do it. No, we take care of all other things, but we do that.